Office Wife. The story of the girl who married her boss and of the girl who took over. Here is Marcia Capehart at Tressida Bendigo and Company's reception to commence Chapter 2 of Office Wife.
I've been Jeff Pilgrim's secretary for 2 years. This is my last day. Tomorrow we're being married. And this afternoon the firm is giving a party for us. I think there's to be a presentation. And actually it's all very sweet. But there's one small cloud on the horizon. This new woman, Stella Bronson, Jeff's new secretary. He has to have a secretary, I know. But did they have to give him someone like this? She's altogether too attractive. And her clothes weren't bought on a secretary's salary, I know that. Oh, but I expect I'm being perfectly silly. What does it matter what she looks like? Jeff's mine. I'd better pull myself together and listen to the speeches.
And so it is my great pleasure, my very great pleasure and privilege to present to Jeffrey Pilgrim and Marcia Capehart on behalf of the directors and staff of the firm, our firm of Tressida, Bendigo and Company, with this silver tea service as a token of the esteem and the esteem in which we hold them both.
Having fun, Miss Pilgrim?
I'm loving it, thanks.
How do you like our mission, Claire?
You mean Mr. Pilgrim and Miss Capehart? I think they're charming.
You'd better forget that he's charming when he returns from his honeymoon. Marcia wears her nails long.
I must show you my scars sometime. I suppose you drop all this innuendo and listen to your boss.
Both, I say that I believe that their future together will be these superb examples of the silversmith's art. I thank you. I shall also take this opportunity while we're all together to welcome to our staff the young lady who is taking Marcia's place as Jeff Pilgrim's secretary, Miss Stella Bronson. yes, I'm sure Miss Bronson will be as happy and successful with us and with Jeff Pilgrim as Marcia was. That is to say, I don't mean she'll be able to marry him too. what I meant to imply was that Miss Bronson, well, welcome to the firm, Miss Bronson.
What is that dithering old ass? You made poor Marcia feel like a fool. Look at the blush on her face.
Oh, that's that. Is this the spot where everyone plays kiss in the ring and farewells a happy pair?
If it is, do you mind if I start the ball rolling with you?
If it's part of my job, yes. Otherwise, well, I wear my nails long, too. Let's go and snatch a drink.
Jeff, darling, you've said all your goodbyes, so do you think we could possibly leave? I've such an enormous lot to do at home, I would like to be early.
Well, let's do the right thing. I really should hang on just a few minutes more.
But you won't be long, will you? Just say something to Mr. Fleming. Uh-huh. He's been such a dear, even if he is kind of clumsy. Where is he?
Over in the corner with Hendricks and Campbell. Come along. Let's make the rounds once more, and then we'll go for our lives. Cheerio, pot, old man. Hold the fort for me while I'm away.
The new girl and Harry Palmer seem to be getting on rather well.
Well, the chief more or less put her under Palmer's wing when she arrived. Poor kid has to talk to someone.
Oh, really, darling? Doesn't seem to be much of a poor kid about her.
Hmm?
She must be 26 at least.
Well, you know what I mean. I remember my first day here. It's generally pretty beastly. Come on, say cheerio to him. Oh, I say, Harry.
Oh, are you two shutting off?
In a couple of minutes. Look, don't let old Benny Fuller bluff you while I'm away. There's a good chap.
Do you mean to say I have to cope with him? Well, you'd better let me borrow Miss Bronson for 3 weeks in that case.
Well, that's up to Mr. Fleming. Goodbye, Miss Bronson. It seems silly to say hello 1 minute and goodbye the next, but I'm being married, you see.
I seem to have gathered that, Mr. Pilgrim. My best wishes to you. And to you, Miss Capehart.
Thank you very much. Goodbye, Harry.
Goodbye, Marcia, darling. And have no fear. When he comes back, I'll look after him.
Look after him?
Well, you know. I mean, hang it, you can see for yourself what happened when you were his secretary.
Do you find that funny, Miss Bronson?
Not in the least. Neither do I.
You've had too much champagne, Paula. Shall we get going, darling?
Yes, please. Let's see Mr. Fleming and then go. Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye, Bronson. Goodbye. Oh, Millie, I've a job for you. There are three restaurants in Fig Tree Street down on the bay. Eccles, the Green Peony, and Tony's. They're all listed in your teledex. Get them for me, will you? Try the Green Peony first. I'll wait for them here in my office. This mightn't work, but it's worth a try. You may be marrying Marcia Capehart, but if you think it's going to last, Pilgrim, old boy... Well, we'll just see what can be done. Possibly with La Bronson. Hello? Oh, is that the Green Peony? Well, look, can you tell me if you've booked a party of gentlemen for dinner there tonight? What's that? How many? Oh, a dozen or more, I should say. You have? In whose name was it booked, could you tell me? Timothy Kinnerton. Oh, thanks very much. No, no, it's all right, thanks. So, it's Tim Kinnerton's party for Jeff Pilgrim, is it? At the Green Peony. Good. Now for the exotic Miss Bronson. Hello there, Miss Bronson. Just getting the hang of Pilgrim's office?
Yes. Why?
Oh, it's just on 5. I'm off for the day and my car's not far away. I'll give you a lift.
Which way do you go?
My flat's out on North Shore Drive, but I really don't mind going out of my way. Look, Christian names go fairly well in this firm. Yours is Stella, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You know mine, Harry Palmer. Look, I don't want to rush things, but going home to a book and the radio seems an anticlimax for a bachelor after this afternoon. Why don't we have a bite somewhere, together?
Sounds like fun, but tell me something first. How fast do you go when you are rushing things?
Would you like to be shown?
No, thanks. And if I come to dinner with you, let's have an understanding. I generally don't care to mix my social life with my work. I found it doesn't pay. So I hope you can be counted on not to whisper tomorrow morning.
Oh, really, Stella, don't be ridiculous. What do you take me for?
I take you for a... Well, never mind. Where are we going?
A small, quiet restaurant in Fig Tree Street, down near the bay. You like it. Now, where's your coat? Oh, here, let me have
it. It's all right. I can manage. Harry, tell me something, will you? Why did you take that parting shot at those two getting married?
Because I don't like Geoffrey Pilgrim, and I do like Marcia Capehart.
Oh.
And it's something you can keep to yourself, if you like. Look, Stella, this will sound to you like unutterable corn, and you'll probably put it down as a line, but I mean it. I liked you immensely the moment I saw you sitting in old Fleming's office this morning.
I see. What did you say it would sound like?
Hmm? Oh, unutterable corn.
Well, that's exactly what it did sound like. Now, be a good egg, and if you feel like taking me to dinner in Fig Tree Street or wherever it is, don't start getting impassioned, please, or I won't come with you.
Just as you like.
Is it a bargain?
Of course.
And before we brave the cold winter wines outside, there's one more question I'd like to ask you. There's something behind this rush you're giving me, isn't there?
Such as what?
Such as some kind of office politics.
Oh, hang it, where the dickens do you get ideas like that? If you want to know why, just take a passing glance at yourself in the nearest mirror. You're the most glorious thing I've ever seen. Well, I'm not the only man on the staff who's noticed it. Or woman. Even Marcia Capehart was... No, I'd better not.
What about Marcia Capehart?
You've got her worried already, I can tell you that. Even if she hasn't realized it herself. And now, come along. This sort of thing could go on all night. You hungry?
I'm ravenous.
Well, then let's get going. Well, how do you like the Green Peony, Stella?
I think it's rather fun. But look, that stag party going on over in the corner. That's not Jeff Pilgrim, is it?
Good Lord, it is. Well, what a coincidence us being here. Jeffrey in the traditional collection of parties on the eve of his wedding. Should we go over and say hello?
It was silly. I couldn't possibly.
Why not?
I hardly know him, that's why. And I refuse to be the only woman among a dozen or so roistering young men.
Oh, rubbish. He'd love to see you. And he'd never forgive us if we were here and didn't even say hello. Jeff's a great friend of mine.
You can be soulmates for all I care. I'm still not going over to that noisy corner. I thought you said this place was quiet.
I'll tell you what. I'll get him to join us just for a minute. There's nothing wrong with that.
All right, then. If you think he really wouldn't mind.
Of course he won't. But I can't. There you are, Jeffrey, my son. The most beautiful secretary south of the border. Actually here at Fig Tree Street to wish you a happy marriage.
I am not here for anything of the sort, Mr. Pilgrim. I've merely been brought here for food.
Well, I'm glad to see you, Miss Bronson. How did you know we were here?
Oh, we didn't know. It was just a coincidence. Why don't you bring some of the fellows over?
Oh, no, please don't. I feel we're interrupting.
Not a bit, are we, Jeff? If it was any night but the eve of your wedding, Marcia would be here and we could make a foursome of it. Look, will you look after Stella for a moment? I won't be long.
Why? Where are you going, Harry?
I just want to see if my car's all right. I shan't be a second.
Oh, of course his car's all right. What's gone into the silly ass?
You don't mind keeping me company for a minute, do you, Mr. Pilgrim?
Why, of course not, Miss Bronson. Why should you think I would?
I mean, well, you're not actually married yet, are you?
I wonder what Marcia would say if Jeff drove his new secretary home from a party the night before his wedding. After tonight, Jeff, old boy, if all goes well, I'll have a little something to tell Marcia. Oh, not right away, of course. That would never do. But later, when the time is ripe, we'll just plant the first little seeds. And then let's see how long you'll be the white-haired boy of Tressida Bendigo. We invite you to listen to further chapters of Office Wife, written by L.J. Hardy, a Donovan Joyce production.